school voucher program will use taxpayer money to pay tuition at private schools for certain students who receive vouchers. Right now, some legislators are trying to pass vouchers in Pennsylvania. So the Philadelphia Student Union and Action United went on a tour to expose the threats behind vouchers. We visited legislators' office to tell them to vote no on vouchers. Our first stop was Senator Farnese's office, where we talked to Tony Menino, chief of staff for Senator Farnese. Let's see what he had to say.
We need to have a solution in public education that helps all of our students, that has accountability for how taxpayer money is funded, and doesn't allow for any type of discrimination based on religion, race, orientation, or anything like that. I think we need to fix our public schools first and foremost, and not drain the public schools of money in a very expensive program that will probably wind up funding those who are already in private school.
We were glad to hear Senator Farnese's office publicly say no to vouchers. We will hold him to this. This 89-year-old grandmother, a part of Action United, also believes that even vouchers are not enough money for families to afford the difference for their kids to go to private schools.
Stop taking away from the public schools and give us what we deserve, because our children need it. The oncoming next generation, they need it. No, we can't settle for this. It's not fair. If we settle for what we don't want, then we're losing. But we're not going to lose. We're winners. Everybody can't send their children to private school. Everybody can't send their children to parochial school. No, they can't do it. So we have more children in public school than we have any. I went to public school, and I'm not ashamed to say I went to public school. We had some good teachers back in the day. We didn't have all this.
It sounds like the government's going to hand you a lot of money to send your child to any private school. But as you know, it's going to be a small amount of money, and there's no guarantee that your child will be accepted in all the different private schools. So it could be a ticket to nowhere.
The next stop on our voucher tour was Senator Anthony Williams' office. He is now one of the main people pushing vouchers in Pennsylvania. In fact, that was a major part of his platform when he recently ran for governor. It's important for people to know that most of his campaign money came from a pro-voucher group called Student First Political Action Committee. They gave him $4.3 million in campaign contributions. We spoke with Anthony Williams spokesperson Michael Nixon. Let's see what he had to say.
The thing that holds public schools back from doing what the charter schools can do and private schools are rules that are imposed upon them. That has to change, okay? There are things that charter schools can do and private schools can do that public schools can't do. And those are the things you should be focusing on, with all due respect. Those are the things that you need to focus on getting those things changed.
Yes. Unlike private schools, public schools are bound to follow certain rules. And one of them is following the Constitution.
I'm Muslim. If I was to apply to parochial school, they can deny me to be into the institution because of my religion, my sex, my race, my ethnicity, or anything.
The spokespeople for vouchers are very fast talkers. They try to make it seem like if you're not for vouchers, then you're for low-performing schools. But we're not. We want to change the way the system is without kicking people out of their public schools.
Here's Senator's position. Right now, the status quo is not working. It has not worked for 20 or more years, or 30 or 40 more years. Another generation of kids who are forced to stay in these underperforming public schools have been lost, okay? And I guarantee you, unless something changes, unless the status quo changes, we'll be back here 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and your kids will be in those same underperforming schools.
Fixing struggling schools like mine is a process. It takes leadership from the principals and the district, student and parent involvement, qualified and effective teachers, an engaging curriculum, accountability, and adequate funding. It is a process, but I know that my school can succeed if it is invested in. To conclude, education is a human right. All students in Pennsylvania deserve a high-quality public education. Vouchers will not achieve this. They will make our education system more unequal, not less. The Philadelphia Student Union opposes school vouchers. We take this position for the following reasons. Vouchers are not what they appear. Many low-income students are being told that vouchers are their ticket to a better school. For most of us, this is an empty promise. The amount of money that a student will receive through a voucher is not enough to afford tuition at most private schools. The majority of low-income families will not be able to make up the difference. Taxpayer money should stay in our schools and our neighborhoods. We cannot afford for more money to be lost for our already underfunded public schools. Yeah. The reality is that vouchers will make our education more unequal. The majority of us will be left in low-performing schools as funding drains from our schools and enrollment declines. The way to achieve educational equity is to adequately fund our public schools.
So who really benefits from vouchers? Private schools and people who stand behind them. They think that everything should be a business. So we shouldn't be able to go to school for free. So eventually, if vouchers were to pass, it would be a step towards closing public schools. People would get kicked out or not even accepted to private schools. This is why Philadelphia Student Union is fighting for better public schools instead of pushing vouchers. My name is Erica Johnson for On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union. Thank you.